Oh, good evening, everybody, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, the movie star, Veronica.
Well, not quite a movie star, but here I am. Hi, everybody. Hi, Jackie. Hey, maybe one day, hey?
Absolutely. Everything is possible. There is absolutely no limitation to what we can do.
You bet.
We're the only one standing in the way. So tonight's show is using your magic to change the world.
Right.
And yes, and the energies have been so cuckoo that, you know, this is really that, you know, the team is really hammering on me about this, about, you know, we've studied, we've prepared, we've read books, we've done seminars, we've done sessions, we've done everything. And there are so many ways that people are emerging. And it's so exciting to me when I talk to them. I'm just like, oh, God, this is fabulous. I dance around the house and I think, oh, my God, it's really happening. So our show dedication, of course, is to continued support to the nuclear power plant in Japan and all over the world, and all the nuclear power plants all over the world, and the people of Japan as well. I do have a sensing that, and I'm noticing now it's coming up in some of the predictions, that we have a couple more big ones coming. And
would you give us a time and date and place?
No, sorry, honey. I failed to get that tattooed on my hiney.
No,
I'm really hoping that I'm wrong in terms of the U.S. I am concerned that we're just not getting it. That concerns me.
You mean we're not catching on to the...
Right. And we're getting hammered all around us, and we're still not getting it. And I'm really surprised that Americans are, you know, I'm not a nationalist, but, you know, we came in as a, you know, people have often talked about the fact that America was so connected to Atlantean energy and to the Atlanteans and so on, that we came back in to make certain that the world didn't get destroyed like it did before. And so, you know, it's like, come on, you guys, wake up. What is it going to take? For
what
you to wake up.
What is it going to take? What is it going to take?
You know, it's almost as though, and I hope I'm wrong, so I'm always careful about what I say. It's almost as though, I mean, Katrina didn't do it, the Gulf didn't do it, Japan didn't do it. You know, the tsunami in, help me. Indonesia didn't do it. Okay. What is it going to freaking take?
I don't know. I was talking to someone today about how in America, one of the biggest dangers has been the numbing of our, you know, through the food, through the water, through the media. We've been numbed.
And pharmaceuticals.
And pharmaceuticals, yeah. All the big doodah has kept people numb, and the whole process is just about how do we wake everybody up? Wake up, wake up.
Well, you know, even the chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I the only time I've ever had allergies here is October. There's something that blooms in October that, you know, would tweak me a little bit. This year, every time I go outside, my poor sinuses just go cuckoo. And I sit out there in the morning and I can see them doing all the chemtrails and I'm like, oh my God, and nobody says anything. It's like, what in the hell is it going to take? So, you know, it's a big concern. It's really a big concern. I understand that people right now are so focused on survival. You know, I'm seeing people who, different service people that are involved with things, you know, because I'm doing the website and this and that and the other thing, and seeing these people lose their jobs and things happen to them, and I think, oh, Lord. And struggling. You know, they're struggling. And so they're trying to survive. And when you're in survival mode, you know, it really makes me look at the whole world economy. And it's almost like how much can we control this planet and keep it dumbed down and keep it distracted? And that's, in a way, almost how it feels. But we're going to make it.
One of the interviews that I did was with a fellow who was very, very spiritual, and he rewrote the Bhagavad Gita so that we could understand it better. But he also wrote a book on spiritual business practices or consciousness in business, and he wrote it, I think, 10 or 15 years ago, and it was on the bestsellers list. But he said it was so interesting because people who are really keen on spiritual practices linking with business, as soon as the economy tightened up, boom, all of that was gone, and they went into the fear level again. So that's saying the same thing as you.
Well, fear is the glue that holds this planet together. It's the biggest illusion we deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And if we remember that we're dealing, God, I hate to get on this subject, but it's true. We're dealing with a big game. And the game was that we came in and felt abandoned by God. Okay? And we had all of these things to push against, restrictions that we don't have on other planets, to find our power and to fight through an illusion of lack and struggle and powerlessness and so on and so forth, only to come all the way full circle back to the connection with our source to return to home. And I mean, it's... we tend to think in terms of things taking so long, it being so long. But I look at it as kind of almost a blink of an eye, and I'm seeing this more and more, that fear is the last piece of the puzzle. And when we get into the fear, it, especially now, oh my Lord, now for sure. And I don't know about other people, but, you know, I found it very, very interesting that the team, they really have a sense of humor, I have to tell you. A little twisted, but... And I think because they know I'm so freaking stubborn. And, you know, I was whining that I developed gout, of all things, which is really more of a man's disease. But because I was doing... And I thought, well, I can do sushi that's cooked. It won't hurt me, you know, crab, shrimp, et cetera, lobster. And of course, those are all bottom feeders. And the answer was, no, you can't have that. And this started prior to what happened in Japan. And I can't even look at it without having a flare-up. And so I'm fascinated that I'm being held back from, you know, very nicely, they kind of corner me off in the corner. No. That you don't get to do this. And it doesn't matter how much I whine. But, you know, so it wasn't a matter of a fear thing. It was a matter of, no, this is not what you're supposed to do right now. Let's talk about the energies for a minute. They have been all... Have you experienced this? I know, Veronica, I'm not the only one. They have been all
you're the only one.
Huh?
You're the only one.
Oh, my God. If that's the case, then I really am living in my own little bubble.
No, they've been crazy.
I walked out front this morning and sat, or this afternoon, sat on my front porch for a moment. And I thought, crap, I'm in a totally different dimension than any of these other houses. There wasn't a soul around. There wasn't anything. Not a car. Not a person in where I live. Usually there's activity around. People are doing something. And I thought, this is so surreal. I had to go back into my home and think, whoa. You know, it just felt like a huge, all of a sudden I was out there. And because it was during my work time, I could feel this whole shift that I wasn't in the same dimension. And I'm like, whoa. And I got to say, I've never experienced a Mercury retrograde like this in my life. And I've never had computer. I had one computer challenge last year where I had a phantom crash that turned out to be okay. But when they did the website, I had 100 files that disappeared, and I couldn't do any of my uploads and send out my sessions. I've got it all working now. But what a nightmare. And I'm just like, how could I be so obsessed over one thing that it's disturbing my peace? That is really terrible that I'm that easily disturbed. Self-doubt.
When I was traveling, I had awful times with technology. It was insane.
Everything
yes. Flowing, not working. You know, it was incredible.
It has been a bit of a challenge with technology. There is no question about it. I mean, I just watch everything as, well, part of it is that we're going, our frequencies are changing so much. Steve Rother did a piece about the Earth's wobble, and I'm thinking, poof, the Earth's wobble. I don't know about anybody else, but my frequencies, I am vibrating, and I know you do this anyway, but I'm vibrating all over the damn place. And even at the gym, I'm on the bench, you know, doing push-ups or whatever, and I feel the energies running all over my body, and I'm thinking, okay, I don't mind if you do this at home, you guys, but I'm in the freaking gym.
You're setting the tone there, girl.
Oh, my Lord. Have you been...
I've been kind of sickly, and I also have my grandson here, and so I've been a little bit preoccupied in a bunch of ways. But I talked to a young woman who's at like 45 or something, and she's actually in a home because she has HIV AIDS pretty seriously, and she almost died a week and a half ago. And I was talking to her tonight. She's usually very heavy to talk to, and she was vibrating. She was just light and shimmering and happy and feeling well, and I'm like, wow, that's an example of that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And this strange feeling of one moment feeling like we're the only ones on the planet, and then feeling like we're in a totally different dimension. And
yes.
I've had a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then needing to feel connected. It's like I'm so grateful when one of the kids shows up, just, oh, humans.
I have these weird dizzy spells as if there's like an updraft and a whoof, and you have to be really careful that I don't fall over or something.
Yes. Again, the energies are moving so differently right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing, time and space shortening up. So we have to be more diligent about our thoughts than we have ever, ever, and it's going to be more and more and more. We don't have the luxury anymore of letting our thoughts wander. That's over. Because manifestation is so fast right now. And I had this with the fellow that wrote the program for my uploads to send out my MP3 programs. And he wouldn't return my calls and nothing, and I was just desperate. I hired somebody else to come to the house and this and that. And Bob thought maybe it was a firewall issue. It wasn't. And I finally let go, and I made some shift. I felt the shift come in when nothing worked. And I thought, Jackie, you can change this. Stop feeling as though this man has abandoned you and just start flooding him with love. And I got the phone call within half an hour from him. And he fixed it last night. And I was like, oh, I literally sat down and cried.
Aww.
I was so grateful. And his story, the reason he hadn't called, he had run into a lot of things happening in his life that, and it was really about time and survival, and I totally understood, and I'm going to send him a nice check, you know, to assist he and his family, because I'm so so grateful, and I told him that. I said, I want to be certain that, you know, my abundance and success is shared with those that have helped me, you know, create the things that are going out there. I mean, I just, and talking, I want to talk about that real quick. My son has been doing amazing in real estate. I mean, just doing things that are just extraordinary. And loves to help people, so he's working with a lot of people on special programs. He has a friend that, as children, they were friends up in Utah, who's a paraplegic. And I just found out yesterday that in his trips to Utah, he was preparing to take Derek and his wife on a trip to Las Vegas, took Derek's wife out and spent almost $1,000 in clothes for her because she'd never had clothes to travel anywhere. Derek has never been out of Ogden, Utah. And my son is flying up there tomorrow. He has to take a train up in the morning and then a bus to get to Derek's house once he flies, and he doesn't even know where he's staying. He's going to pack them all up with all of the equipment and everything that Derek has to have, a special huge hoist that has to be there in his bedroom in order to get him in and out of the wheelchair into bed. And I mean, this is big equipment, okay? He's driving him to Las Vegas. He got him hotel rooms, special, making certain that he had all the accommodations he needed. He's bought tickets to all the greatest shows. And I said, son, I was so touched. And he said, Mom, I got to find something to do with the money. And he said, trust me, I get more out of this than he does. And I said, Rick, you're amazing. You're absolutely amazing, because this kid's parents have bailed on him. Okay. And I am so touched by what he's doing and the personal effort. I mean, he made two trips up there. Also helped him when they had to, he's in a special assisted living place, do all of his carpet and his linoleum and so on. And Ricky went up there, flew up there and moved everything out of his place and moved it all back when it was done. And I thought, you know, here's a kid that doesn't even talk about what he does for people. And so, you know, it's the mother pride thing. You know, it's like, it's not an ego thing. It just touched my heart so deeply.
Aww.
That he would make such an effort, give something to his friend. And he loves this guy, okay? And has a lot of fun with him. And it's just, I thought it was really beautiful. And, I mean, to me, this is the kind of magical stuff that's happening right now.
Well, he is also, your son tends to use magic. He tends to really rely on magic, doesn't he?
Oh, he does.
Makes
changes. Yeah, he does. He does. He is very, very magical. Always has been.
Yeah.
And money to him is just energy. He doesn't have an attachment to it at all, which is really fascinating. When he's got it, he doesn't know what to do with it. It just bothers him, because then he's got to figure out where to put it. Detachment and passion. This is such a tricky deal. Being detached enough to allow all the people that we love to live their lives, and yet still being in touch with our own passion. And boy, that's, you know, that could be a whole show on its own, because it's really, I worked with somebody the other day, and she had moved to a whole new level of detachment with her children. I was so damned impressed, and I could feel it energetically. I could see it, and I thought, wow, what a shift she had made. And yet her passion is absolutely flowing. So the more she detached from the outcomes with her children and what they were and weren't doing and so on and so forth, the more she was able to bring forward her own passion. It wasn't being pulled down. And I don't know about you, but I've seen this with a lot of people, myself included, you know, where so I'm really practicing right now, you know, with allowing my kids to do whatever they need to do in whatever way they need to do it. And, you know, it gets tricky because we are here to inspire. We do have certain responsibilities at the same time. Our kids came in to have their own, you know, experience their own path.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one.
It is. It's really a balance, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Aging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Big time for reversal of aging, everybody. Really, 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 really big. And our cells are responding so fast. And this goes back.
That's exciting.
Thought manifestation. Our cells are responding so quickly that I've really been playing with this, you know, and saying, well, you know, how does this work? And, you know, and paying attention to what I think and feel and respond to, because the whole aging concept can really kick our butt, you know. And buying into the aging thing right now is the last thing we want to do. We can change it. This is part of our magic. We came to inspire. I have to share this. I know we're going to run late tonight. All right. Dharma is the path of purpose. Karma is putting that purpose. I love this because I always got confused with this stuff. Into action. Now imagine for a moment that before you were born, you'd made a list. I love this. Of all the things you wanted to achieve in the time you will be spending on Earth. This is actually what we do. A little different, but nevertheless, same principle. What would it have contained? Do yourself a favor and spend some time making a list of what you want to accomplish. Really think and pray about it first. You'll be in for some nice surprises. It will also show you how your karma is on track. Okay? And not to be confused with the other ways that we've thought of karma. And if you've lost track of your soul's purpose, you can reset your journey in this life. It's by Tony Leggett. This is in one of my little trashy magazines. But I love this piece because I really do think that a lot of people are still looking at life's purpose. You know, what am I here to do? And I think sometimes we forget about sitting down and saying, what is it I really want to do? Now, you do this a lot, Veronica, because you've been very clear, I want to be on television.
And I'm about to turn 68, and I'm like, So I must be anti-aging.
Yeah, well, again, let go of those benchmark times and the way we associate age with numbers.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
But also with starting something, I mean, people are sort of startled. If you're starting something and you're older, and I just can't even compute that I'm actually older. I'm sort of more ready than older. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I told somebody recently that I was now old enough to have a baby. And what I really meant was...
That's very funny.
What I really meant was I was probably not going to pass on my crap to my baby anymore, you know, if I had a baby.
Yeah, well, who's got the energy?
But it isn't just that. Look at all the work we've done in our subconscious and how much of it we just downloaded into our kids with, you know.
Oh, Lord. Well, again, the familial chain of pain. It's just,
exactly.
It's part of the collective crap, and we both know it.
But it's a funny thing. I mean, I cracked up. The guy who was listening to me didn't know whether to look up, down, or sideways when I first said it. Probably thought I was coming on, you know.
That's just too cute.
Buddy.
Let's talk about magic. I'm really, really, really excited that people have been listening to the team about working with, and I've, you know, been asking people lately, you know, do you have a world map? Do you have crystals on it? Are you working with? And I was so excited to see that people are really doing this. And dear Janet, had this very strong hit to do the world map of the crystals of all the nuclear power plants in the world.
Oh, good. That's good.
And her husband was involved in environmental protection, and he had a huge group of people that he ran. And he's incensed, okay, about what's going on, because he's very much aware about the I don't know the technical side of all of this, but nuclear waste has, I don't know, like a 300,000-year shelf life or some unbelievable number. I don't even remember what it is. And, I mean, we're playing with major fire with all this stuff. Major fire. So I've waited for a long time for him to hit his passion. He hit his passion with this. And together, they're going to do this work. And I am so thrilled to see people really working with their magic and believing that they can make a difference. This is what we came to do. And it's really, that's the reason I read Tony Leggett's piece about karma and dharma, because the sky's the limit right now in terms of believing that we can make a difference. And yes, we can do it in more than one way. We don't have to rely solely on, you know, whether we do sessions or television shows or radio shows or whatever. We can be impacting all the time. We are anyway, but we really need to be conscious about it with conscious intent. And it's such an exciting time. And we'll be so thrilled to know that we stepped forward at this critical time on the planet and didn't allow another Atlantis. Because that's what we're facing right now, literally. You know, people say, well, the new Earth is already there. It is. But, honey, if you don't get your ass in gear, you're going to get there. You know, it's like, I don't mean you particularly.
No, it's a big, there's a big jump we have to make.
Yeah, this is why I want to say about people being creative. How, you know, setting separate grids for particular countries, those that you feel connected to. Africa being a big one, because there's so much that goes on there. Unfortunately, we don't get a lot of information, but there's a lot going on there. Mexico, it's a mess. Absolutely a mess. People are being killed right and left.
Mm-hmm.
And but we don't focus, you know, again, it's just like, if it's not on CNN, people aren't paying attention. And even then, their attention span is there's the 1 or 2 minute little blurb. But how much are they doing once they get the information? And I'm not trying to make anybody feel guilty. I'm just saying you can make an incredible difference. You have the power. You have the magic. It's now time to believe it. It's what we came here to do. This is not the time to question whether we're powerful enough. It's a time to pony up and, you know, pull up our panties and say, look, I'm on board. I'm really on board. And we can't think small anymore. You know, I think that this is, we've been so programmed to think small. As you said, Veronica, you know, about your age, you know, and people thinking, well, you're 68, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's crap. Look at Joan Rivers.
Now, how old is she? I mean, it doesn't matter, but look at Betty White, too. She's ranking
well,
up.
Betty's in 80s. I think Betty's 86, and Joan Rivers,
89.
I think, is 78.
Oh, great.
Okay. And all I know is I would love to find out who Joan Rivers' plastic surgeon is.
I think we should be able to talk our wattles out of existence.
Talk our wattles?
You know, those little blobs that come down on our chin. We should be able to talk them away.
Well, love them away.
Yeah. I mean, without cutting a you know.
Well, you know, again, I look at all the work I do. I do a lot of work out. I know this. Okay. And but I sit all day while I'm doing sessions and so on. And I don't really get it till I people see me and they give me feedback. And when I was in California, my girlfriend's son and his partner took me aside and said, "You left for 7 years. We all aged. You didn't." And
wow.
I said, "It's the work. You know, trust me. It's not like I was being cut on. And you know, I work out. That does have a lot to do with it as well. I understand that. But I'm really convinced that the more light we're running through, the more that we can counter all of this. And the more excited we get, the more in touch with our passion we are,
mm-hmm.
the higher our vibration and the faster our bodies can process and shift.
Mm-hmm.
The
more enthusiasm and beginning and that innocent light.
Oh, my God, yes. And the absolute belief, you know, during a session the other day, Janet, same lady, was calling in beings because she's had this experience when we opened the Stargate where she had a race contact her that wanted to work with the oceans and in exchange for being able to observe, okay? And so during her session, she was calling in all races who were willing to work with her on shifting the oceans with the nuclear waste. And I mean, this is creativity. This is saying, I know you're out there. I am willing to work with you. Please come in and assist. Not please save us. There's a difference because they can't do it then. There has to be an exchange of energy. This is something people forget. It's an exchange of energy. And, you know, I just invite everybody in the house. I figure, what the hell, there's nobody here but me and the dogs. It is a little, my poor dogs are whacked out all the time. And they don't age either. They still act like they're 8 weeks old. Totally uncontrollable. But you can ask them to come in. And you can go into that beautiful state of willingness and receptivity. And, you know, Veronica, I know you asked me a while back about how do you tell, you know, what their intent is and so on and so forth. You can always tell because they're the ones that won't blow smoke up your hiney. In other words, if they come in and tell you how wonderful and beautiful and this and that and the other thing you are, they're not the real deal. Serious. If they come in and say, look, we'd like to observe you and we're willing to, you know, do this in exchange and so on, that's different. That's real. Be aware of that one. I was talking to somebody this morning in Norway, and he was looking at his supplements, and all of a sudden this being came in. I said, no, you don't need that today. And he looked up and could see that they were playing, pretending to be something they weren't, and were actually trying to deter him from something that would be helpful to his physiology. And it was very, very interesting. And he said, he's a very funny guy anyway, and he says, and I told him, do you think I can't see you? You think I don't know who you are? And he blew him out. And I loved it. I loved it. And it just made me more conscious. I mean, it's not like you walk around thinking, oh, somebody's going to try to, you know, hurt me or whatever. It's not about that. It's about being having clarity about being in touch with the information you're getting and the clarity of the information. And, you know, my experience overall is that everybody out there, I mean, they're fun and they're funny as hell, but they're also very focused about what's going on and wanting to assist, very loving. But, you know, it's not like I get all kinds of accolades, you know, you're so wonderful in this. Trust me. I get to go to work. So, thinking small, thinking you're not enough is not going to fly. But people, there is no limit to what you can do. The only thing that can limit us is our imagination. And we're all amazing creators. That's why we're here. You can be the screenwriter, the director, the producer, of everything. It's malleable. It's silly putty. It's only limited by your imagination. And when we can remember that we're functioning in a dream, and that we can dream it any way we want, and we can dream how powerful and how strong our impact can be, using it always with great discernment. And I know, Veronica, you got a lot of assistance when you were down in Hollywood, getting lots of assistance from people in the TV world.
Oh, my gosh. It was just a blessing. I wanted to say that my technology went really screwy, but when it got fixed, it went really well. Everything went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So I had frustration, but I had so many blessings. It was really startling. And other people I'm talking to are experiencing that kind of...
Exactly.
Yeah.
The frustration and huge blessings. Frustration, huge blessing. It's like we're learning to navigate these new energies.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. It's learning to navigate it. It's almost like modulating it.
And keeping a sense of humor.
Oh, God, yes. Absolutely. Keeping a sense of humor is imperative. And everything we need, there are people there to assist us when we're ready to step out. I think for a lot of people, it's been difficult to step out. I give you tremendous credit, Veronica, because you've been out there on that edge, you know, pushing to step out.
Yeah.
But look at all the support you've got.
Yeah, I shouldn't say it that way. It's magical, yes.
It is. Again, it's your magic. Okay.
But one of the things I know is that it's a win-win. It's going both ways. They're getting something from me as well. I feel
of course
the energy
they are.
Exchange is thorough. Yeah.
Everything is an exchange of energy, whether you're doing it with money, or frequency, or vibration, or light, or love. It's still an exchange. And that's true whether you're on Earth or anywhere in the multiverse. There's always an exchange. Always. And remembering that and not being too attached to it, you know, and I look at my son, who when he manifests, damn, he can manifest. Having been to casinos with him and watched him play slot machines, it is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. And I think one year he had $1.2 million or $1.3 million in income.
Oh, my.
From playing slot machines. And he gave the money away to people. He had no attachment to it whatsoever.
Hmm.
But that's him.
And he just trusts and knows that magic, doesn't he?
Absolutely. It's fascinating to watch him.
I think he's an alien anyway.
You think?
He's tall.
He's definitely not from here. Definitely not from here. All right, let me bring in the team. I don't think I have anybody in my family that's from here. So, and if they are, then that's really scary. Okay. All right. Channel's laughing because everybody's lining up. All right. This is a very important night, everyone. Because we're talking about your magic. And we have some wonderful things in store tonight. In your dream time, if you're willing. To encourage you, to coax you along, to show you some potential realities that you can participate in, that are potential realities for you, that will be very exciting for each and every one of you. We love you so much, and we are watching. As you're growing, as you're changing, as you're expanding, as you're breaking out of the bonds that have held you small, powerless, struggling, unsure, insecure, we can give you the whole list. You don't really need it. You all know what your own issues are. You are at a pivotal time on the planet. And you're, many of you, looking at choices about what can I do. Now, we want you to be aware we know who you are. And for some of you, you look small. In terms of, well, if I get this, then I know I'm this. Or if I can have that, instead of thinking bigger. So we would say to all of you, take your damn finger out of the dike. You know, we've talked to you about being willing to be loved. Because that's such a crucial piece of this. Being willing to be loved by the multiverse. To stop pretending that you're small, to stop pretending that you're flawed, that you're broken, that you're not enough, and start believing that you are the powerful beings that you are, that you can make magnificent differences. You can go to a stream, you can go to a lake, you can go to the ocean and infuse it with energy. Now, you have no problem doing that with a tree. What's the difference between a tree or a crystal or the ocean? Size? Size is an illusion anyway. Stop thinking small, people. And start owning your magic. Well, how do I don't have any magic. Look at my life. You don't. We are looking at your life. You don't have any magic because you don't believe it. I tried and I failed. I'm not doing it again. I was disappointed. Oh, that's wonderful. That's going to make you real happy 5-10 years from now. So what are you going to do? Sit and watch your television set? And say, well, I had a lifetime on Earth. I could have made a hell of a difference, but I just didn't believe in myself. Veronica, you and the channel were talking about an exchange of energy, and this is what it is. Everywhere you go, everything you do can and will respond to your love, to your light, to your magic. Be the vessel, be the vehicle. Allow it to come through you. Not only being willing to receive love, but to be love, to anchor love, to channel that love into whatever attracts you, whatever calls you. The reason we talk about working with maps and crystals and so on is because you can cover a lot of territory. And every day go in and work with those crystals, sending energies. Oh, it's just a piece of cardboard. No, it's not. You're choosing what it is. It represents the earth. And because you decide what it is symbolically, you get to choose the impact. And then think about how excited you'll be when you start seeing positive feedback, knowing that instead of watching a television set, you were doing something. Now, you may not want to do a map. Maybe you want to do something else, whatever it is. Whatever is in your imagination, do it. Maybe you live in a place where there's a lot of lakes or rivers or bodies of water and you want to go to the different bodies of water. Perhaps you want to buy crystals and program them and put them into the water to change the energy and the frequency. And it doesn't matter how small the crystal is. Work with the crystal. Is this what you want to do? Ask it. They'll let you know. We promise you. All you have to do is listen. Trust your magic. Trust your ability to communicate because they're sparks of consciousness. Can one crystal change an ocean? Yes! It can. Because you decide that it can. And if you want to do more, do more. Buy a bagful. We're not saying you have to. It's up to you how much you believe. Silly buddy, a dream. And you're directing the dream. And soon you're going to see your version of reality and that person's version of reality. And that person's version of reality is going to be totally different. And they won't match. Because you've made different choices, and so did they, and so did they. You choose struggle. We know that the energies have been difficult, people. We understand that. We also know that you're shedding and shedding and shedding a lot of old stuff. Getting blasted with sunspots and all kinds of things. Lots of shifts, lots of frequencies, lots of discomfort. It's all right. You will make it. And make it beautifully. So tonight, we would like to work with you. All of you that are willing. With magic. And there'll be plenty of beings there for you to sit down with in your dream time. What can I do? What excites me? And ask that tomorrow morning when you wake up that you'll have a knowing, a sensing, a feeling. It may take a day or two for it to start coming in, start paying attention to all the whispers that you experience. To all the whispers that you experience. You're all so magical, people. And it's taken you up to this point in your lifetime to realize, to find your voices. To begin to paint your paintings, write your stories, do your sessions, whatever it is you do. Well, I don't do anything. I don't know what I'm here to do. That's all right. doesn't mean you're not doing anything. What's your intention? I intend to make a difference in every moment. Beautiful. Be clear with that. Set that as an intention as you walk out the door in the morning or as soon as you wake up and have your coffee or your tea. Everything I touch, I'm leaving an imprint of joy and love, and I'm going to transmute and transform because nothing's solid. Table's not solid. The counter's not solid. The car's not solid. Nothing's solid. Remember, please, everyone, one atom moving so fast that it's everywhere and every when, all at the same time, everything is God, and so are you. A spark of the infinite experiencing itself through you. God didn't make flawed. Be clear with that. Don't give it to your negative ego. Give it to you. If that's the case, then there really is no limit to what I can do. That's right. And no matter what life hands you, you have the ability to change it and transmute it. Malleable. And Veronica, your age doesn't mean anything.
Thank you.
To create magical success at this stage is wonderful.
Mm.
You have years.
I'm enjoying it.
Of course you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you're inspiring others, you see, by doing what you're doing, giving them permission to go do something themselves. To follow their dream and so that the universe will support it. You understand?
Yes, it's wonderful, isn't it?
It's exciting, dear.
Yes, it is exciting.
And this is the way that you desire to have impact. You don't have to make any apologies to anyone for the way you desire to do it. Nor does anyone else out there. As long as it touches your passion and connects at the level of soul, and you can tell when it does, because there's a joy and a passion, but there's also a moment of sweet sorrow, of connection that's so deep and so beautiful, that says, yes, no matter what, I must do this. This is my calling. I need to make a difference in some way. And if today that's going up and sitting with trees and communicating with them, or standing by a river or stream or an ocean, that's my contribution. That's my difference. And there is no difference that's greater or smaller than another. Because this is between you and your soul, dear ones. And the infinite.
And we only have 2 minutes.
All right. Veronica, talk about your show.
Well, I believe Tuesday night it's at 8 o'clock on BBS Radio. I'll be running my Bashar interview, and it'll be very exciting.
Wonderful. We love the show.
Yes, I think it's a wonderful interview. I just have to make sure it happens. And then next Thursday at 7 o'clock, we'll be coming on. We talked about oneness and unity and getting in touch with that oneness zone. I think we'll continue with that on Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Wonderful, dear. All right, everyone. We're very excited, and there are many beings here waiting to work with you in the Dreamtime tonight. Some of you may experience yourselves aboard ship at big meeting rooms or in intimate settings. Remember that your guides, your higher self soul, are always the gatekeeper, nobody's going to be abducted and, you know, thrown on some table and examined. That's not what we're talking about at all. You are the liaisons on Earth. Please be aware of that. You are the ones. It's time to step into that. Take on the cloak of authority and empowerment to change your planet with your magic and your majesty, all of you. Yes, it requires that you believe in yourself. We believe in you. We hope that that allows you, gives you permission to believe in yourself. When you go to sleep at night, dear team, I want to be in the meeting tonight. I'm waiting. Call in also your higher self and soul, spirit, guides. Whether you're listening to this tonight or at a future time in the archives, it will apply. Be aware of that. We love all of you so very, very much. We're so proud of you. At the changes that you've made, at the strides that you've taken, to step forward, to change, to risk, to become more of who you are, to reach out, to call us in, to want to meet others, other races, other dimensions, other levels. Your invitations come as energy with a special signature that we know. Until your dream time tonight, dear ones. We send to all of you our total, complete, unconditional love. And to you, dear Veronica, and to Robert in the background, to Seth, mm-hmm. wherever he is.
There he is.
We love you so.
We love
Please
you
remember
too.
That. Namaste, dear ones.
Namaste.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Veronica, I love you.
Love you too.
And we are all a part of one another. We cannot be separate, ever. We are you, you are us. Someday we'll know that absolutely. We love you, everyone. Until next week, good night. Night, Ronnie.
Good night, Jackie. Good night, everyone.